Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming to get them put on. We need a new platform to fight the beast, the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Witches.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering graphics, just download the song. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download the stream, oh yeah, we deserve the real review.
I'm
not gonna go
with
these,
we brought up as we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all you fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Tupac and B, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder mask.
What is going on, everybody? This is episode 448, Murder Master Music Show on the UGSforLife.com. Man, I'm telling you what, we're going to bring back somebody that's been on the show plenty of times before, going all the way back almost to the beginning. Man, we're going to bring out Mastermind. He's got a new project out. You know what I'm saying? He sent us a couple bangers. We're going to preview them tonight. Let me bring out one of my co-hosts, Pittsburgh Pat. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm all good, brother. What's up with you?
Man, I'm excited because, you know, Mastermind, you know, like I said, he's been on the show plenty of times. But we haven't had him on in a minute. It's been a couple of years. You know, I know people are amped up for it. But he's got a new project out, man. Do you know anything about this project? I mean, I've been seeing it online, posts about it. People are getting amped up. What do you know about it?
I don't really know much about it, man. I just know that it's called House of Frankenstein. And I don't know, man. I assume it's a Mastermind solo project. But I'm super excited to find out about it. I'm super excited just to chop it up with Mastermind, man. Like, he's one of them guys that when I started doing this with you, that I couldn't wait for him to come back. You know what I mean? Like, Esham's another one. Like, the last time you had Esham on, I was honored to be on that show. You know what I mean? I've been waiting.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for Mastermind, man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm real glad that he's coming on, man.
Most definitely. Most definitely, man. He's, you know, very, like I said, very talented. He's a pioneer. You know, the first Nodus album dropped 25 years ago. Life After Death.
It's crazy.
Classic album. Classic album, front to back. You know what I'm saying? Mastermind, some classic verses and solo joints on there. You know what I'm saying? And
what's crazy about
later,
Life After Death
with Drano?
Look, man, what's crazy about Life After Death was, like, when you hear it, it's unlike anything else. It's like a one of a kind project. So you're like, damn, like, at that point you probably already knew Esham, and Esham was something special. You know what I mean? So, like, Life After Death, if you go back and listen to that shit, and then you, like, just think about it, like, damn, they had to follow that album up. And then you think of, like, WickedWorldwide.com and Do You Believe in God? And those albums were just fucking incredible. And then you think of Liquid Drano and The Mind's Eye. Like, just the amount of stuff that they had to, like, follow up and, you know what I mean, like, match or outdo the project before. And the fact that they all did it, like, it just seemed like they just kept getting better. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy for that time period, because that was a time period where, you know, hip-hop was officially here to stay. and people came and went. Some people didn't make it. And, you know, you dropped something good and you followed it up with some bullshit, you were gone. You know what I mean? And those guys, man, they just kept putting out that quality, one-of-a-kind type music. Yeah, they kept putting out that one-of-a-kind type shit. And that's why they still have the fan base that they got today, man. Like, those guys will always have a nice fan base just on the strength of what they accomplished back then. And it was special enough to keep people, you know, interested for a lifetime. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the diehard fans are, I mean, they're going to, every time they drop, you know what I'm saying, those diehard fans are going to support that. You know what I'm saying? And these guys are definitely, you know, legends in the Midwest, pioneers, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, Detroit, you know, there's a documentary coming up.
Yeah.
I don't know if Mastermind's in that or not.
He's not in it. No, I talked to Champ Town, and it wasn't like, you know, oh, I don't need Mastermind in this. Like, the way Champ Town told me was just, like, he wanted TNT and Mastermind in it, and things just never really worked out. But he has so much with Esham that, like, the story is told. You know, the Mastermind story is told in it and everything. You know what I mean? But it wasn't like he was left out of it. You know what I mean? Like, he was,
well,
I guess it just didn't work out. But
told, man. You know, it's always going to be told here in Murder Master Music. So that's one thing I want to make clear to people listening. You know what I'm saying? We are that one of those platforms, man, that, you know, we're never going to shut the door on cats like Mastermind, because there's so many outlets, you know what I'm saying, that won't cover a lot of artists, you know what I'm saying, we interview. And that's what I'm proud of. I'm proud of the fact that, you know what I'm saying, many of these outlets, you know what I'm saying, they won't interview a Spice One, but we will. They won't interview a K Reno, but we will. You know what I'm saying? And I think that separates us. So I'm honored to have Mastermind come on and talk about House of Frankenstein album.
I get it. My bad, Prez. I was just going to say, talking about, like, the mainstream outlets and stuff, like, I get it that, you know, Mastermind, Nodis isn't what that crowd is used to, but I do feel that they should every once in a while, like, you know, pay their respects to them. You know what I mean? Like, I think they should pay their respects to them. You can't act like they don't exist. You know what I'm saying? Like, they accomplish too much to just go unnoticed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to tell the story of the ones that haven't had their stories told. And you know what I'm saying? And that, for many years, Easy E never had his story told. That's why it was important for people like Sergio and Easy E, CPT, Ruthless Propaganda. They were the only ones keeping his name alive for years.
Mm-hmm.
For years. It was way before the Straight Outta Compton film or any of that stuff. So, you know, it takes people, you know what I'm saying, who are fans, to keep these guys' names out there. So shout out to all the Catalysts, man.
Prez. Like, you know, like, with the Hip Hop Roundtable, that's another aspect of UGS, like, another way to keep people's names alive and to pay homage to people that we might not be able to contact, or, you know what I mean? And one of the first shows I did was paying homage to Nodis and the Real Suicidalists. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I wanted to recognize the artist and the fan base. You know what I mean? Because without that loyal fan base, man, like, who knows, man? Mastermind and Esham might not even still be doing this if that fan base didn't stick around with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It goes for a lot of artists. Let's see who we got on the line right here. Let's see if this is our Mastermind. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Mastermind.
Can I speak to Mastermind? Those?
He's in the building right now, man.
Number one, Hellraiser.
What's up?
Yo, Mastermind, what's good, man? I'm Pittsburgh Pat, man. I just came to the team. You know, I mean, I've been here for like a year now. But this is my first interview with you, man, and it for real is an honor, brother.
Pittsburgh Pat, what's up? What's up, my dude?
You know.
What's going on, though, Mastermind?
Shit, I called to see what was going on with y'all, man. What's
well, really, I want to know what's going on with the house.
You know what I'm saying? I'm calling in on the Murder Mastermind Music Show. That's what I'm going to call it right now.
Murder
Mastermind Music Show. It's going
there
down right now. Welcome to the show. You know what I'm saying? I'm just calling in to say what's cracking. I'm chilling somewhere near Transylvania right now, looking at the full moon. The full moon is so bright. I'm telling you, this shit is shining in my face right now. You know, and I'm chilling in the den in the house of Frankenstein, just plotting my next move, man. You know, trying to do these interviews and let the people know.
What can you tell us about House of Frankenstein, man?
I can tell you what you want to know, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here. You know what I'm saying?
I can tell you everything you want to know.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of people right at Halloween. It's coming, you know, right around the corner.
Yeah.
What are people going to take away from this one, Mastermind? When they press play, man, what are they going to hear?
It's dropping 10/27/2017. It's all falling in line. The numbers sound good to me. But it just happens to be Halloween, you know. It's not necessarily a Halloween record, though. Let me just say that off the top, since y'all want to jump right into it. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely influenced by Halloween, you know, and all the classic first horror movies ever made, and it's like your first fears, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's some new territory, but it's the same wicked shit for me, you know?
Mm.
It's all a state of mind, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, I'm just chilling. I'm down the street from Dracula, you know what I mean? Just doing my thing. You know, we got the Wolfman in the house tonight, too. I mean, you know, the doctor somewhere fucking around, but, you know, I'm just doing this to let the people know what HOF is all about. And it's a good time to drop it, though. Halloween, what's the best month to drop some shit called House of Frankenstein? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. Well, what can you tell us about features, man? You got anybody on it?
I'm going to tell you like this. The only features is the doctor, Teddy Bass. I just want to reintroduce the world to Teddy Bass. You know, he's a Cool Keef affiliate. People probably never heard of him, but that's okay, because the dude does hell of a work. You know, and the album is basically the doctor and the monster right now. You know, it's some real primitive shit right now. You know, but we working on the second one right now, so it's
okay.
One question
I have about it, though, is a lot of people ask this. Like, I guess when they went to go get the song, like, it says the name of the artist is House of Frankenstein, and the
name
of
that's
the project.
What it is. Yes, sir.
So, like,
yes, sir. That's what it is.
Okay,
you know,
so this is you and what'd you say, Teddy Bates? Is that what you said his name was?
Teddy Bates.
Okay, so
yes.
together you guys are
together.
House of Frankenstein.
The doctor and the monster.
So this isn't
a
Mastermind single then. This isn't a Mastermind solo project then.
It isn't, so to speak. You feel me? It's not, but it is. You know what I'm saying? Let me just break it down. I was given the chance to do this. You know, this was a collab project that I was doing, because I do collabs at a fast pace, my man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I'm the number one with collabs. Let me just put that out there. I got so many collabs, you wouldn't even believe. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's what I do, though. But anyway, this was a collab effort that turned into an album. You know what I mean? And I got fully behind it. You know, I love the direction it was going in. The production is A1. And I decided to, you know, form the group. You know what I'm saying? And I was given the opportunity to name this record. You know, it could have been a Mastermind record. You know what I'm saying? But or it could have been House of Frankenstein, or it could have been Mastermind and Teddy Bass, or whatever. You know, I'm so humble, you know what I'm saying? I say, let's just go somewhere else with this shit. You know what I'm saying? And we just going to be House of Frankenstein. You know what I'm saying? And that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and we just roll with that.
How did you hook up with him?
Doing a collab a couple years ago, I did some work for him. He's out of Vancouver, BC, British Columbia. Yeah.
Wow.
Wicked Worldwide, man. You know what I'm saying? And he hit me up a couple years. I did a fire collab for him. I think I did two for him or whatever. But it just built a connect and a relationship that has formed into House of Frankenstein, you know?
Wow, man.
Yeah. Wow is the word.
Mastermind, let's give him one of these dope tracks and then come back and chop it up. What do you want to give him, man? Future or Let Me Know?
Man, slap him. Slap him with Let Me Know, man. Slap him. For real. A backhand slap with Let Me Know.
We'll be right back with Mastermind. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
shut down. Where'd those zombies come from?
That zombie you met last night. I don't know where he keeps it, but there must be one because Johnny's getting messages from someone.
Would you mind, Steve, telling me what you're driving at?
There were some things I had to know.
Do you always sneak up on people like that?
I'm afraid if we don't do something soon, something dreadful is going to happen to all of us.
I thought that for a long while. Well, I'll do anything. Well, I'm only trying to undo what already has been done.
Well, I'm a drug. Remember from St. Christ's in the High Priest of Color. God shall lead you. May you find him this young follower. His success are worthy of every respect. Would you carry out the sacred trust? How did
to it right there. And speaking of Mastermind Collabo, shout out to the homie Relic Road Killer and his son DKB. They're going to be on the show Friday the 13th. Make sure to tune in for that. Let's bring back on Mastermind House of Frankenstein. This is a whole new avenue for you, Mastermind. You guys can revisit this in a couple of years. Are you guys going to do more of these House of Frankenstein projects?
I'm feeling it. You know, like I say, I'm listening to tracks right now for the next one. You know, it's a good escape for me. It's not really an escape, but you know, like I say, this is the wicked shit in its rarest form. You know, when you used to watch your first horror movie, you know, I'm tapping into your first fears. You know what I mean? And the wicked shit is just the type of music to do that, to coincide with these old classical, any scary movies, really, you know what I mean? But I'm just taking it back, man, you know what I mean? I'm just applying this wicked art to some type of other avenue, and it's perfect for the season, man, you know? It's just well-produced, and I'm totally behind it, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, let me know how you feel, you know what I mean?
At this stage in your career, 25 years in your career, I think it's amazing that you're able to flip it and do something different. You know what I'm saying? That's dope,
right,
man.
Right. Hey, man, it's called being creative. That's all, you know what I mean? Yeah. It don't take much for a true artist to get motivated, you know what I mean? Even though I'm self-motivated, I do.
Yeah.
You know, once I listen to something, some new music or something, I get motivated. So it's like, or some new tracks that I never spit to, I get motivated. So that's where the creativity comes from. But, you know, the creativity this time on HOF, it came from a dark place, the dungeon. You know what I mean? I said fuck social media for a couple months. You know, I was real reclusive. You know what I mean? For the last 5 months or so. You know what I mean?
Ted
What's that?
You went Ted Kaczynski on us.
Exactly. You feel me? I went to the basement. I went to the dungeon of the house. You feel me? And I just looked at everything, you know. After I got home from the King Nibble the Scribble tour, shout out to E-Shawn and Schizo, you know, that was a hell of an experience for all of us, you know. Even though we all been through this shit before, but it was a hell of a good time, you know what I mean? But I came home and de-stressed from that, and I went underground. And I thought of a new path, and it was all presented to me so nicely, you know. It's a great deal. It's a distribution deal, so it'll be in several stores, brick and mortars. It'll be everywhere on the internet. I mean, hard copies everywhere. It's a hell of a situation.
That was one of the main things.
It's gonna be a follow up.
That's what many of the fans wanted to know. Is this going to be a hard copy?
Yeah, and I'm sick of hearing that shit. You feel me? I'm sick of hearing that shit. You feel me? Cause, yeah.
I hear you, man.
It's true. It's true that people want the hard copies, you know what I mean? But, damn, why everybody got to hit me with the shit, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you see one motherfucker ask me, why y'all got to pile up on me with the hard copy question? You feel me?
I think a lot of it comes from, Eshan's album only being on digital, and a lot of people weren't feeling that, so they're hoping that that's not
right.
a forever
yeah.
thing, you know what I mean?
Right, but
you talked about Schizo, man.
What's
yeah,
up?
You talked about Schizo. A lot
okay.
of people want to know, man, is there anything in the future for the Orthos?
It's got to be. It's got
right,
to be.
Right.
I mean... If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Don't stop it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the Orthos, hey, man, I put heart and soul in that shit. And so did Schizo.
It
you
shows.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yes, yes, we came up with a new album name. You know what I mean? We supposed to have been working on Cujo a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
K-U-J-O. Cujo. But anyway, I would love to do another Orthos record, but unfortunately we only got, you know, one track done. You know what I'm saying? But hey man, I've been to the future. You know what I'm saying? And I've seen it happening, so I just came back tonight to the present to report this shit to y'all. That yeah, you know what I'm saying? I see another Orthos record in the works. You know, Cujo. I see another tour. I see another tour with Eshan in the works, you know. I see another House of Frankenstein in the works. As far as
nice.
Another Mastermind record, I'm going to keep that a mystery. Because I know what's going on. I've seen the future, like I say. I know what's going on with that. But I'm riding this House of Frankenstein right now, and I don't give a fuck if I never drop another whole record. You know what I mean? Y'all still gonna hear me till I die or y'all die. Whoever die first, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just gonna hear me forever coming up with new shit, and I'm trying to stay creative in this crazy world, man. You know?
Hell yeah, and a mastermind, just as a fan, I have to ask you this question. And if it's a silly question, I apologize. But I wanted to ask it to Eshan the last time he was on, but I didn't get a chance to. But you're the only other person that might be able to answer this. A couple years back on one of Eshan's podcasts, he had like an April Fool's episode. And he said like something like, Eminem left Dr. Dre, and he's now the fifth member of Nautis. And then he says, like, April Fool's. You know what I mean? But that
right.
begs the question, who's the fourth member of Nautis?
The fourth member of Nautis would probably be James Smith, if anybody. Ain't no fourth
okay.
member of Nautis like that, man.
Okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean? There never has been. Never has been.
Okay.
James
I mean,
Smith
a lot of people
started
said,
on this shit. Let me break it
yeah,
down,
a lot
man.
Of people said shit. Go ahead, yeah.
James Smith, he tapped into Eshan's ear. Eshan tapped into Terry's ear. And they tapped into my ear. We became not as us three as the artists speaking out, but we was really projecting shit James Smith was telling us. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, but as time went on, yes, we could separate James Smith from the group as being the creator, and we are the artists. You know what I'm saying? So there's never been a fourth member. You know what I'm saying? There's always been, you know, some honorary people, you know what I'm saying, that we gave props to, such as Mo Battis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really, to tell you the truth,
yeah.
Mo Battis is really like the only other member, other only dude that's been on the record like that and on the album covers and shit like that. So, you know, I give props to Mo Battis. Shout out to him wherever he at, whatever he doing. You know what I'm saying? Exactly, right. You know what I mean? But he wasn't on the album, but shout out to him too. You know what I'm saying? But
no doubt.
It's always been me, ENT, man. For real.
No doubt, man. Rest in peace,
TNT, man. Yeah. Go ahead.
Definitely.
I was
going to ask you. He was a pioneer, too, man, just like yourself, just like E. You know what I'm saying? Huge loss for the Midwest. Huge loss for his, obviously, for his family and his friends. What can you tell us about him? Can you share any memories about him for our listeners who haven't heard of him? That you know, maybe.
TNT, man. I understand. But, you know, TNT just, he formed this whole circle with us. You know, like the devil and the moon is a circle. He formed that shit with us. Him and Eshawn were just the type of buddies that, you know, next dude would want to get into that circle. You know what I mean? You always want to be down with Eshawn and Terry. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I was fortunate, you know what I mean, to even get around those two. And be accepted by him like that, you know what I mean? And through the years, TNT just became so much, you know, a part of the group where, you know, he wasn't really the rapper-type motherfucker like that, you know. But he had the spirit, you know what I mean? And he was the backbone, you know what I mean? So he just, he was a street dude, too, at the same time. You know what I mean? And he was a great big brother. He was to his sisters. He was just an honorable dude. You know what I mean? Kept everything light. He always had a motherfucking story to tell. Always had a joke for you. Always came at you like the realest dude you will ever meet. You know, and it, like you say, it's not so much. Tragedy for me like that, like it is for his family. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think about TNT every day and how his mother and his little sisters feel and his son, Terry Jones Jr., feel. You know, I think about it every day. You know? And I push on because that was my musical brother, and that dude never wanted to see me stop rapping. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I've been through some shit with Eshawn, you know what I mean, where we didn't get along, you know, off and on. And, you know, he would always tell me, keep pushing, man. Keep doing what you do. And he knew I was that artist type of motherfucker, you know what I mean, who really into what I'm doing, you know. And so that was my man, you know what I mean. And I'm just think about him every day still, you know. And, he became a great artist and a great backbone for the whole group. And people love TNT, man, you know. A real unknown Detroit rapper, just like I am. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And every day we're going to think about him and push forward.
Hell yeah. One of the real pioneers.
Is there any TNT that we haven't heard yet that we might get a chance to in the future?
I mean, I wish I could say it was a whole shitload. You know what I mean? I wish I could say that. But, you know, Eshawn know better than me. Eshawn would know better than me. He probably got some shit on stash or whatever, but I wouldn't say it's too much, though. You know?
No,
that shit on Fuck Everybody.
Yeah.
People, just like people need to cherish it. I was listening to it today, and I was just cherishing it again because those are some of his last words on the record. And it's a good thing we had him on that record.
Without a question, man. That's the piece of TNT, man.
I did want to ask. Let me bring on a caller real quick, Pat. This Exit only, Jackson, Mississippi. What's up, Exit?
What's going
Happy
on?
Happy birthday, Exit. Happy birthday, brother.
Man, appreciate it on everything. So I had to call in, holler at Mastermind, man. Y'all the mastermind a whole lot of things throughout the generation. And you're right, this whole game is about creativity. So if you're able to create, you're able to create, then you are God in your work. So you keep doing what you're doing, bro. I support it 100%.
Hell yeah.
I need that 100%. I need that. That's that. Hey, it just, that don't go to my head, homeboy. It just put gas in my tank. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, the wicked should never die, man. Thank you, man, for real.
Man, more definitely. So I had to call in with the fam, man, show a little love. You know what I'm saying? You right. It is my G-Day, so I'm finna turn up like a vegetable. So,
hey, man. Hey, happy birthday, homeboy. For real.
Appreciate
blaze
you,
one
boss.
Blaze one for me. You know what I'm saying? Do whatever you do. But please, turn up and bump you some Mastermind or Nodis or Esham or whatever tonight. And cop that HOF because it's coming, and I appreciate you, man, for real, no doubt.
All day. So, number love, fam, keep it going. UGS for life.
Already. Yes, sir.
Oh, that's
what's
man.
Up.
That's it. Pat, well, before I cut you off, Pat, what were you going to say, brother?
I was wondering, man, like, we're in the age now where pretty much on every level, like the stories of different artists from 90s hip-hop are being told, like whether it's on the mainstream level with Tupac and the N.W.A. movie or even on the underground. Like I see Camp Town has a Detroit hip-hop documentary. And then you still got other things like I see ICP doing the Carnival of Carnage show and all that. I was just wondering, do you plan on revisiting anything that you've done in the past, like an anniversary thing for Nodis or the Mind's Eye album or like a documentary or a book? Anything like along those lines?
I do need to record my memoirs. I really do, for the audio book. I got some things planned, man. I got to remaster Mind's Eye in the works. And I mean, I'm not really, you know, I'm only thinking about the Mind's Eye right now. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to put no fake news out there. But I'm on the same wavelength as you speak of, you know, because I am the best unknown motherfucker you ever heard of. You know what I'm saying? You never heard of, actually. You know what I'm saying? As far as Detroit goes, it's like you'd be surprised you walk through Detroit, motherfuckers never heard of me. You know what I'm saying? And it was like that in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? When Nodis was dropping like that, it still was like, oh, yeah, I heard of Esham, but I ain't never heard of Mastermind. Like, oh, I heard of Nodis, but I never heard of Mastermind. You know what I'm saying? It was like that. And that's the whole shit. That's the whole untold story about me. You know what I'm saying? It's like I've never been really accepted like that as far as the street rappers go in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? But truth be told, I went further than all the motherfuckers in Detroit. You know what I mean? Only motherfucker been further than me is a handful of motherfuckers like Eminem and Royce and Eminem's boy. He came out with that Cheers. What's his name?
Obie Trice.
Yeah, Obie. You know what I mean? Other than them motherfuckers, you know, ain't nobody been around the world like us, you know what I'm saying, like that. We worldwide with it, you know what I mean? A lot of dudes that never heard of me in Detroit, they local, and they stay local, you know what I mean? So it's like I don't sweat that shit because I know who I am and what I did, you know what I'm saying? But as far as as far as me revisiting shit, yeah, I got a motherfucking story to tell, hell yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna die without people knowing the beginning and the end of, you know what I mean, if it's an end for this rap career, but I don't think there is an end, but people do need to know my story because it's a hell of a story. Yeah, it's coming, all that, you know?
Hell, it's good to hear. I'm amped up about that remaster because I reviewed that, man. I remember my Best of the Best for 2000. You were
the Mind's Eye?
The Mind's Eye, yeah. You were in it. Murder was in it. SIBO was in it. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the dopest fucking albums of the 2000, man. I can't wait. When are you dropping that, Mastermind?
I cannot say. You know, but it's going to be at the perfect time.
And will there be a limited edition 8-track release?
Oh my God. Oh my God. You went all the way in the past. That's all good, you know. I've traveled to the past many times, you know. I'm a time traveler. I feel what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think there'll be any 8-tracks, but there will be CDs for you. I don't think there'll
I'm going to take you all the way back. I listened to an interview of yours a while ago, and you said the first time you was in a studio, you was with Medusa and Letters of Death, and they knew you had the plan to try to hook up with Esham and all that. So my question is, what was your dream back then? What did you expect to happen, and did you accomplish that? Are you happy with what you had what you had pictured in your mind? Are you happy with the way everything happened?
Dude, it was beyond my wildest dreams, though. You know, I'm going to tell you like this. I am not a millionaire, but I have a million fans. You feel me?
Yeah.
And
no doubt.
And that shit is huge for me because it's all about the people. And for me to go in the basement, in that basement studio, right off Van Dyke on the east side of Detroit, it was crazy that those dudes accepted the fact that, you know, yeah, I'm doing this to present it to somebody else. You know what I mean? Because they probably thought I was going to be down with their crew, but I felt like they was good without me, and I was just paying for some studio time. And I was in Osborne High School, man, hearing Booming Words from Hell. You know what I'm saying? And erotic poetry. And Homie Don't Play. Dude, I had to get down. I saw this dude every day at school. You feel me? I had to get at him. And I just so happened to be able to get some studio time and do the damn thing. And Esham took the tape. You know what I mean? And I was just trying to get him to hear something. I didn't know that we was going to form Nodis and do this shit like this. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, I'm hella lucky and blessed, you know what I'm saying, to even have a rap life like this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I made hella money. I made hella connects, met so many people, and it's, beyond my wildest dreams, I could say that.
Yeah, and you guys, all three of you, have a story unlike anybody else. And just the combination of you three, like, all of you bring something different to the group, and I think that's what just made it so it was like fucking magic. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't have asked it to be any better than that. It was just kind of a perfect trio, which usually there's a weak link to the group, and there wasn't in your case. You know what I mean? Everybody, you look forward to every verse from everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I just, there's nothing else like that out there. There's just no story you guys out there, man.
Everybody got a story. Even a group of 10 motherfuckers got 10 different stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just by chance that happened. That's how shit like this happens, by chance. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I made it happen by making a demo exclusively for him, but he didn't have to listen to it. He could have threw my shit in the toilet like motherfucker did on Hustle and Flow. Skinny Black. He could have threw my shit in the toilet like Skinny Black. Exactly. He could have been Skinny Black, you know what I mean? But he didn't. He called me the next motherfucking day, and it was on and popping. You know what I mean? And I'm telling you, and he just presented the name Nodis to me. Not at first, you know what I mean? I thought I was going in making a Mastermind solo record, you know what I mean? But after a couple sessions, he just wrote the name Nodis on a piece of paper and said, that's the name of the group. I was like, what group? And that was it, man. You know what I mean? He wrote it down. I read it. I was like, oh, okay, let's do it. But yeah, man, hey, that shit just lightning in the bottle. That's how the shit happens like that.
It definitely is, man, without a doubt. That's a one-of-a-kind group, and you guys will forever be legends because of that shit, man. Like
N-A-T-A-F,
real shit,
man.
Well, one thing I appreciate you, though, about you, Mastermind, is we were talking about how you're the king of collabs. And, you know, I get a lot, we get a lot of underground music and shit. And, I mean, I got, like, the Super Smash Bros., the Suicide Pack, Deadwalkers, and on all CDs, Masterminds on it.
That's what it is, man.
Your willingness to reach out to those guys, like, you know, when they reach out to you, your willingness to work with everybody, man, like,
Shout out to Relic, that's
dope as hell.
Some good dudes right there. I know you fuck with them. DFI Records. Relic and BKB.
DFI
Records.
Yes, sir.
Some good.
Who am I not to work with these people? That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I'm Mastermind of fucking Hellraiser. Been doing this shit for 20 years, whatever. You know what I mean? But I've been took a seat and been humble. I've been humble.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I've never done collabs. This is what I'm saying. This is what I tried to tell Eshawn. I never done collabs until 2009. You feel me? Come on, man.
Holy shit.
Come on, man. Only collabs I've been doing was Nottis.
Yeah.
So it's like, I felt like I owe it to this game somehow, owe it to myself somehow, I don't know. But it just started happening, and I just couldn't stop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, people want to work with you. Who am I to say, no, I can't work with you, man. I'm a rock star. I can't do it. Nah, get out of here. No, I'm not that type of dude. First of all, I'm a hustler, okay?
Yeah.
And I don't do shit for free. And that's not being egotistical at all. That's just getting my dues. Because I pay my dues. I'm getting paid back, okay?
Yeah,
I pay hella
dues.
That's a must. You feel me? So it's like, I got to a point where I don't give a fuck. You know, I got to a point where I was just selling verses. You know what I mean? It's like, if your grandma called me and want a verse, we can get down. If she got the money, let's do it. Because at the same time, man, look, I'm spreading the name, I'm sharpening my skills, and I'm getting this crown as the king of the collabs on this underground shit. You know what I'm saying? And I'm good with that. I don't give a fuck if, you know, I'm spreading myself thin. I'm not spreading myself thin because I'm creative, and thank God, that's right. Thank God that I can wake up and be creative every motherfucking day. You know what I'm saying? So boom, that's what I do, man. That's what I do. And everybody need to holler at me still for the collabs. It's going down. It ain't gonna stop for real. I'm the motherfucking 2 Chainz of the wicked shit, man. I'm on everybody's shit.
You gotta get that.
I'm fucking with that.
We got a couple more callers for you, Mastermind. Let's bring on this 801 first. Utah, is this eBay or something? Who is this?
You hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yo, this Kendrick Knox of the Dead.
Hey, what's up, Kendrick? How you doing, brother?
Doing good, man. I heard Mastermind's on the line. I had to give my boys a call and give a shout out to my main man, Mastermind, for talking about the collabs, man, rocking that collab with us way, you know, not way back, but a little while back, though.
SLC in the house.
Rocking that out of Salt Lake City, man. How you doing, Mastermind?
Man, what the fuck is up?
I'm glad to hear from you.
You know what I'm saying?
It's been a minute since I talked to you.
It's been a minute, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? We're not gonna be able to communicate like you wanted, but we in touch. We forever linked on that collab.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's why I do it.
Shit, I know that, you know, if I ever want to dropping a record with Mastermind, you know, drop another check. Man, all I gotta do is one holler away, man. He's right there, man. Ready to rock a verse, ready to kill that shit. Put it down with the wicked shit done.
He on your album a few times, man. He killed that shit too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How many we do, man? How many we do?
That's what I like.
We did one, but then it got remixed.
Okay, yeah. That's what it is. What is it called? Worldwide or something?
Cross the Nation.
Cross the Nation, I think.
Cross the Nation. That's what it is. Yeah.
Cross the Nation.
Yeah.
That's
dope. I remember that.
Look, dog, just because I didn't know the fucking name, I was on the right wavelength, right? I said worldwide, across the nation, same thing. But yeah, I got that shit in my.
I couldn't go the worldwide kick, man. I couldn't do, you know. You could do that, but shit, I ain't at that level yet. But man, that's you all day, you know. So you call it that,
man. You never know who the fuck heard that record, man. You never know who the fuck heard that record, dude. Don't even limit yourself, dog. You worldwide, fucking with me. Hey, fucking with me, you worldwide. And I'm talking big shit. But that is kind of the truth, though. I'm just saying. I sound like I'm talking shit, but it is the truth, though. So, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? We did make a little noise across the nation. So, yeah, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. You always a down motherfucker, dog. And we always going to work together. That's what it is. Appreciate
yes, sir,
you,
man. Every time I hear. Y'all do your thing, man. Yeah. Y'all have a good night, man. Yeah. Get back to it.
Stay up, boy.
Thanks for calling, Kendrick.
Yeah, man, that's the homie right there. We got another one for you. This is Sin all the way from France. Lord Sinister, how you doing, brother?
Yeah,
Sin, what up, bro?
Yeah, what up, Scott and Bud? Hi, Mastermind.
What up, bro?
My man, what's good?
So I'm fine. Yeah, tell us about your album, Liquid Rano, and especially the song My Man Said, and also about the song Worship the Wicked on Termine the album.
Ah, that's the Liquid Rano he went to. I told you I was wicked worldwide, and I told you, motherfuckers. But no, My Man Says, man, come on, man, you took me way back, but. My Mind Says was like my solo debut, kind of, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? It was one of the first songs that I really did, I knew was going on my own record instead of a Nadas album. Because I had done three Nadas albums before Liquid Drano. So when My Mind Says came along, I was kind of, you know, I was a player that year, you know what I'm saying, and I was speaking on it, and it came out as a classic that I still sing today on stage, you know what I'm saying, and as far as the Mind's Eye goes, what was the song you saying, Worship the Wicked?
Yes, sir.
I think that's my most liked song ever by anybody, you know what I mean, by all my fans or whatever. That's the number one Mastermind song, I would say. Somebody would say something different, but I would think Worship the Wicked would be the main one, you know.
Yeah.
I heard a lot of positive feedback from that record. I heard one touching one when people said they played it at their homeboy's funeral, and that really touched me. And from that day on, man, I just started doing that song every show I do, so. If I ever come to France, you're going to be hearing Worship the Wicked. It's going down.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
One of the best deep songs for me, I love it, was Funeral Parlor, and also The Biggest, you told in a Wicked Worldwide, you told like you was in a parallel universe in Detroit hip-hop.
Damn. Yeah, The Biggest. That was one of my faves on Wicked Worldwide. Hey, Wicked Worldwide is a lot of people's favorite shit because we use a lot of real instruments. And I was in Rare Form. I was in Rare Form on Wicked Worldwide. You know what I mean? That's when Mastermind arrived, Wicked Worldwide. So I'm glad you brought up the Biggest, because that's one of my faves, too.
And yeah. Same with you being in Europe over there. I know you're close to Transylvania. Make sure you cop that House of Frankenstein.
Exactly.
Jack, one
you
of
know what I mean?
The motherfuckers and take it.
I'm hey, man, I'm not coming out the dungeon for nothing. I've been stuck in this fucking dungeon in the House of Frankenstein for several months now. Too long. And I came out just to give everybody the new product. So please, pre-order House of Frankenstein. It'll get delivered to you. Amazon. It's top-notch shit. It's going down. Get your copy, man.
Most definitely, most definitely.
Wicked Worldwide.
Before we get out of here, we're gonna leave with this Future track. But before we do, I just want to thank you, man, for supporting me over the years, man. Because a lot of artists they tend to forget about, you know what I'm saying, the cats along the way, and you never been one of them dudes, man. You've always been humble. If I ever dropped a project, you know what I'm saying, you got on it. You supported what I'm doing tonight, man. Coming on the show, you're supporting what we're doing. I appreciate you, man. Real talk.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man, for even fucking with me. That's
it,
for real,
it,
dog.
It was a real honor, man. For real, man.
You
can ask
Fred.
You were one of the guests. Like, when I joined the team, you were one of the guests I kept talking about. Like, man, I can't wait till Mastermind come back. I've been wanting to talk about what you've been. So,
hey, man, I hate it took so long for me to get back on the horn with you, Prez. But,
good.
You know, like I say, man, I've been in the dungeon. Recreating myself and it's on and popping.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
No,
we
appreciate you, homie.
Anything you do, man, just hit me up, brother. As always.
Hey, man, is we about to be out on the Future track?
Yeah, man.
We coming back.
We're going to leave with this, but before we do, I want to give you the floor, man. Let people know how they can get in touch with you for collabs and let them know about the House of Frankenstein. You got the floor, brother.
Right, man. Hey, man, everybody know. They can get at me on Facebook, Mastermind, whatever. At Mr. Mastermind on Twitter. Get at me for real. You know, I will lace your verses, your tracks, or whatever. But, you know, I really ain't got to put it out there like that. But anyway, dude, I just want to give a shout out again to my dog Schizo, Esham. I know he about to do the Hollow Wicked. I was a little upset that I didn't get invited to the Hollow Wicked. But, you know,
yeah.
I'll chop that up with everybody in the future. You know what I'm saying? But I'm good with it, man. You know what I mean? That's my circle, and I'm supposed to be there. You know what I mean? But that is why I'm out the dungeon now. You know what I mean? To just put Mastermind in motherfuckers' face once again. You know what I mean? I did Uranium earlier this year. I had a nice year, man. I sold a lot of uranium. You know, I was pushing uranium this year. I was pushing Scribble. You know what I mean? I went on that tour. Now I just had to go to the house and build it up brick by brick and get recreated, rejuvenated, and all that shit. And I'm just hella excited for motherfuckers to put this soundtrack in their life. House of Frankenstein is going down, and I got to give another shout out to all the fans, man. For real, this is I swear to God, this is why the fuck I do this and wake up creative every day, because I know the type of fans I got, and they the best fucking fans in the world, including y'all, man. I ain't trying to, you know, I'm just like, for real, I appreciate everybody who rides with Mastermind. You know what I mean? Everybody ride with Esham, and that's beautiful. I ride with Esham. I learned the whole motherfucking game from Esham. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes the grasshopper becomes the master, and I am an acid rap master at this point, standing right next to Esham. You feel me? And I don't want I don't want nobody to forget that, dog. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, I'm right next to him. So it's gonna continue to evolve. The Wicked shit is going to continue to evolve as far as long as me and Esham out here putting out good music. And Thank y'all, man. This has been
man,
your boy
Mastermind.
I'm about to sign out, man. Yes,
too
thank
long,
you, man. Hey, man, I appreciate y'all. I'm about to go back to the basement and listen to these beats. I'm back in the dungeon, man, but I'll be back out on the 10/27/2017, the House of Frankenstein Street Date. Remember that. Burnside Distribution has got the shit across the world. Y'all just want to thank them. Shout out to Burnside. Y'all could Google the motherfuckers because it's going down. And, the Murder Mastermind Music Show. Thank y'all.
Yeah, it was an honor, man. Brother. For real. Real shit.
Wicked should have never died, man. Let's go to the future, man. Let's get it.
Hell yeah.
This your man Mastermind the Hellraiser. Right here on the Murder Master Music Show. To the future.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Shout out to Mastermind. Came through with a dope interview. The first of six dope shows coming up. Next one we got is actually almost a week from today, next Wednesday. We kind of got a little bit of a break, you know what I'm saying, from the, at least from the Murder Master Music Show. We got the only D-Dag. He's got a new project out called the Black EP. It's a fucking raw fusion of rock and hip hop. Dope as fuck, if you like that. Then we got, you know what I'm saying, Friday the 13th, I was talking about. We got Relic Killer and BKB. Then we got Dice.
on Monday the 16th. You know what I'm saying? I'm making his return to the show. We got Hellraiser, Sons of Man coming on Tuesday the 17th. And then Wednesday the 18th, we got K Reno and DLP. That's going to be a huge week for us. But I do want to talk about what's going on in 2018 real quick. I want to clear up a few things. I've been getting hit left and right with questions. I laid it all out for everybody in the form of a fucking long-ass statement, however you want to call it. But next year we're putting together this project called Underground Society, Fuck the Lame Street. It's not a compilation. I'm not going to be taking track submissions. What it is, it's a group project. What we're going to do is, you know what I'm saying, I'm A&R in the project. It's kind of commemorate my 20th anniversary in the game. You know what I'm saying? I got in the game in 1998, you know what I'm saying, with Murder Dog. And next year, you know, 20 years, and I wanted to do something for the people, you know what I'm saying, the listeners, the supporters. And at the same token, I wanted to showcase the people we have over here. You know what I'm saying? The Exit Onlys, the Fred Styes, the Dez, the, you know what I'm saying, Tennessee Butcher, Scratch LVP, D-Pain, you know what I'm saying? The list goes on and on. We're going to feature other people too, you know what I'm saying? But basically what's going to happen is my brother D-Tag, he's going to be the production coordinator. You know what I'm saying? He's going to do a majority of the beats. You know what I'm saying? And we're just going to, you know what I'm saying, we're going to bang out tracks. You know, and each track, I'm coming up with a concept for each one. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first track to open up the album, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but I already got that in motion. You know what I'm saying? It's three cats. It's going to be dope as fuck. You know what I'm saying? And then once we get that done, we're going to go on to the second track and so on, kind of like how the Dead Click album went. So it's not a compilation, folks. It's a group project, Underground Society. And I'm telling you, it's going to be dope as fuck. Gonna have 18 bangers, you know what I'm saying? And it's gonna be all high caliber MCs. So if I get at you, you gotta bring your fucking A game, man. I beg of you, because you're gonna be on here with people that are spitting, you know, real lyrical, you know, hip hop and street shit. It's not gonna be no weak ass flows. It's gonna be serious stuff. There's gonna be a few posse cuts on there. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be a few joints where you got multiple people. You know what I'm saying? There might be a couple joints where it's solo tracks. There might be a couple joints where it's just two guys, three or four. It's going to be a one-of-a-kind thing, and I hope that it'll spawn another one. But also, the main purpose for this project, too, it's to fund this platform. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not getting no money for this. I'm putting in work in this motherfucker, like you wouldn't believe, in and out, and I'm not getting paid, you know what I'm saying, because it's just, the game is a cold-hearted bitch, so I can't afford to press up multiple t-shirts, hats, and posters, and merchandise like I want to. This project here, if you support it, you're going to allow us to do so. And we will start having more merchandise and more stuff. That's why when this drops, I'm going to need everybody that claims this UGS shit to jump on board and, you know what I'm saying, support it. And the artists that are going to be on it, they're lending us their vocals, you know what I'm saying? They're contributing with their vocals, the production, you know what I'm saying? And the fans, they're contributing with their dollars, obviously. And that's how we're going to keep this shit going and be able to do bigger things eventually, like music conferences. You know what I'm saying? Maybe award show, maybe Underground Society or Underground Award Show. You know what I'm saying? In order to do that, we need the funding. And this is one of those things I'm hoping to do good. So, you know, that's what it is, folks. Make sure you support that. We're going to be talking about it. We'll release it. Snippets here and there. You know what I'm saying? Get people amped up for it. We're also going to have some legends and pioneers on there. You know? So, it's going to be dope. It's going to be dope.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, man, we got a lot of shows coming up, man. This Monday, we don't have a hip hop roundtable. actually,
no, we
this
do
Monday,
this week.
We do have it. Okay,
yeah.
So number 27 will be this Monday.
Yeah, 27. We're not doing much of a theme, Fez. Me and you, we're just going to pick a couple songs that came out this year that we enjoy. It's not necessarily, like, our best of 2017. It's pretty much us playing some shit that came out this year to let motherfuckers know that there's still real good shit out there. You know what I mean? And we'll just chop it up about whatever. You know what I'm saying? But,
yes, sir.
Yeah, and it's like 2 weeks, you know, the following week, that's when we're not going to do a hip hop roundtable. We're going to have Dice on instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
and just so the people know,
before
I
that
know, Dice, you know, he could have been on the hip hop roundtable or, you know what I'm saying, Murder
Mastery.
He's been on the hip hop roundtable. He'll be on the hip hop roundtable again. But I let you decide because Monday is your night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not in the business of taking, you know, nights or anything. I don't want people to be, oh, man, why is Chris having him on the Murder Mansion? No, man, I originally wanted to have him on the Hip Hop Roundtable, but you suggested bringing him on the Murder Mansion. So shout out to you for doing that. You know what I'm saying?
I just felt that, like, he was
show.
On the roundtable. Yeah, he was on the roundtable with Jack Frost and Jenny and
shout out to
Keith Stone and Monte Cristo, and that was more of like a discussion, and we was just reminiscing, and you know what I mean. But I figured, you know, with Dice this time, it's going to be more of an interview. You know what I'm saying? So I just felt it was proper to put him on the Murder Master Music Show instead. Like, so there's no, you know. It's a dope show regardless of which one we do. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, man, let's just give them what they're used to. And, you know, let's archive this one. Maybe he'll put some on YouTube or something. You know what I mean? So I just figured this is the best way to go about it.
Well, that's what's up, man. That's what's up, Dice. That'll be a good show. You know what I'm saying? Man, we got a lot of shit coming up in the future. And we're going to cap off 2017. I mean, we had a phenomenal run. I want to shout out you, Sin, for, you know what I'm saying, just hooking up with all these legends, taking pictures with them, showing our business card, and just getting the word out to these guys. We appreciate that, man. You know what I'm saying? You just recently had the link with Habits. You know what I'm saying? Who was
the Alchemist
you had last week? The Alchemist. That fucking
Alchemist is one of my dream interviews.
Are you like, the French TMZ? Are you meeting these guys as they get off the airplane and fucking paparazzi?
Sin's the president. Are you the president of France, Sin?
Sorry?
He's got
are you the president of France? You're the president, man. He's the president. That's how he meets all these people. You know what I mean? They got to get passed in to get into the country.
I'll tell you what, man. It's an honor to have you guys on the team. Shout out to Exit Only. Happy birthday, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Scratch LVP is doing this thing. D-Pain. There's so many cats. Fred Stye. Shout out to DJ Lomaine.
Lomaine, what up, bro?
Suicidalist. I hope we gave you a dope interview tonight, you know what I'm saying? I hope you enjoyed it. I thought Mastermind,
it was great.
Fucking interview. I thoroughly enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying?
Suicidal as fuckers better like that interview, man.
Hey, there's going to be something to say, but, you know what I'm saying? Majority of them cats are some good dudes. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate your support. You know what I'm saying? Might need you guys to help with that fucking compilation too when we drop it. You know I'm gonna be reaching out to some cats, man, like Mastermind. Hopefully we'll have him on there. He was on the Fuck the Illuminati project, so maybe we can get him on Fuck the Lame stream.
Yeah, man. Most of the people that I've booked on the show, man, I've held some kind of, you know, friendship with them. So if there's any guys like that, you know what I mean, I can holler at, you know, just ask, and I'll hit them up, you know what I mean? Cats like Cuban Link, you know what I mean?
we're definitely going to have feet. Like, the basis of the tracks is going to be UGS guys, UGS artists, but it might be like Fred Stye, X and Only featuring Mastermind, just using that as an example. You know, it might be JT Money, Scratch LDP featuring K Reno or some shit like that. You know?
Dope if I could get someone like a Jay Hood or Cuban Link or Ollie Vegas or something like that. Like, you know what I mean? And throw them on with one of our cats. Dude. Like, that'd be dope. You know what I mean? Like, that'd be so dope. Like, throw them on with one of our cats.
Each one of these tracks, it's going to, what I'm going to do is, you know, I A&R'd the Fuck You Illuminati compilation, but the problem with that was I had a wannabe shitty-ass CEO who couldn't do his job right in my ear all the time, and then a producer in my ear all the time, and then, I ain't got that now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to envision each one of these tracks and be like, okay, this track would be perfect for so-and-so, and I might be like, reach out to this dude for me if you can, or Sin, reach out to this guy, or whatever, you know. It's going to be dope, man. I guarantee it. The fans are going to love it.
And it's going to be on Bad Boy Records, right?
It's going to be on Bad Boy Records, goddamn right, man.
Yeah,
Puff Daddy,
we just got our shiny suit.
He gave me an advance. He gave me an advance of 43 cents. And,
did you get your shiny suit?
22 cents of it on the budget so far, so we're good.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying?
You got your shiny suit, right?
No,
I got my shiny suit in the mail. Yours will be there soon, man.
Oh, man. That,
and I got it came with an autographed Bible from Mace. Yeah, man, the shiny suit came with an autographed Bible from Mace.
Autographed Bible went in the fire along with his career. Sadly, it went up in smoke. I read a news article earlier. 50 Cent was clowning Puffy again. He's like, I heard your son rap. He's like, the son's pretty good, father not so much. So he's always clowning.
Say what
Puffy.
You want about 50 Cent, but the dude is hilarious. Like, he is funny. Like, I like some old 50 Cent, but, like, I knew him before he was real big. Like, people over here, like, we knew of 50 Cent because he had, like, a strong independent game prior to signing with Eminem. But as his career went on, I just kind of lost interest in his music, you know what I mean? I really don't even know what it sounds like nowadays, you know what I mean? But, like, just as far as, like, him being, a celebrity, you know what I mean? Like, just as a personality, like, 50 Cent's pretty funny, you know what I mean? Like, he's good at talking shit, you know what I mean? And it's pretty funny sometimes, man. I like when he goes in on Puff Daddy, man. Like, that shit's funny as hell to me.
I like when anybody goes in on that.
He called him gay on his channel. He went on Puff Daddy's network and called him gay and shit.
Well, Puffy ain't gonna do that. I forgot to tell you too about the compilation we were talking to Mastermind earlier about. We are going to have some of these released on 8-track. So get those, dust off those old 8-track players. There's going to be, I think, 15 of them pressed up on 8-track only. They're going to be individually numbered, and they're going to be signed by the corpse of Sammy Davis Jr. So,
delivered by a carrier pigeon.
Davis Jr., but, you know, yeah, carrier pigeon only. That's the only way to go with these things.
We're going old school, man.
You can't have a pigeon carry vinyl. You need a fucking falcon or something like that. Ted, we're getting the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? Because this Kush is killing me. But we're gone. We had a great show. Thank you for participating. We will see you guys this Saturday. That's the next time while we air something on UGS Radio. That's going to be with Mac J, Velvet Rose, Underground Saturday Night, episode 71. And then episode 190 of the Church Reality on Sunday. So, you know, keep fucking with us. We'll see you guys. Definitely. We'll see you guys this Saturday. UGSforLife.com.
UGS for life, motherfucker.